All Those Notes is a member of the Virginia Audio Collective from WTJU. To learn more, visit virginiaaudio.org. I'm Shari Barbour, and this is All Those Notes. Ah, music. What a beautiful art. But what a wretched profession. So said 19th century French opera composer Georges Bizet, who knew very little success during his life. He broke with the stuffy grand opera traditions by writing simple and tuneful music. Perhaps the opera world was not quite ready for that. Carmen, the Pearl Fishers, and the Fair Maid of Perth became popular in the 20th century, long after his death. Bizet could have easily had a concert career. He was recognized as an outstanding pianist and admired by Liszt, yet he rarely performed in public. For many years, opera-goers have enjoyed Bizet's music. Less well-known to concert audiences, his few orchestral works are usually heard during light classical or pops concerts, and include the orchestral version of Children's Games and his symphony, which he dismissed as a mere exercise. That symphony was not heard publicly until 1933. Asked to write incidental music for the play L'Arlésienne, he composed a variety of songs, dances, and interludes for it. The play was a failure, however, he salvaged his music by arranging selections from the score into a concert suite. His keyboard and orchestral compositions were basically ignored. As a result, his career stalled. Yet, Georges Bizet managed to earn a living, arranging and transcribing the music of other composers. Guess you could say he was in the right place at the wrong time. I'm Shari Barbour with All Those Notes. For more of All Those Notes, visit virginiaaudio.org.